And much.
All right, that's my cue, right?
I think so.
All right, we will go ahead and call this meeting of the Naval Revitalization Fund Board to order. It's Friday, October 11th, 2024, starting about 1:10 p.m. Thanks so much to the UNTF group for hosting us. I appreciate being here in your space. I'm Evan Curtis, I'm the chairman of the board, and let's go ahead and just start off with our board member introductions, and then we've got a cool house here today, so we'll do some introductions. We've got a few new people, so maybe Commissioner Stubbs, can we start with you, and we'll just
Okay.
work our way around.
I'm Sylvia Stubbs. I'm one of the Sullivan County Commissioners.
Sorry. Yep. Okay. Hi, Jamie Harvey, Sullivan County Commissioner.
And Kenny, let's go to you.
Yes, my name is Kenny Victor. I'm a NAPWHA Commissioner Chairperson, also with the Tuscumbas Chapter President.
All right, then. First meeting, so welcome again to the board.
Thank you.
Great to have you. Is Patricia online?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, let's just keep going around the room with introductions. Maury, I guess we'll just start with you and keep going around the table and then back.
Hi, I'm Maury Bergman, Finance Manager for the Trust Fund.
I'm Robert Steed. I'm the protege of Chris Piper with the Attorney General's Office, and I'm here to help with the UNTF.
Great. Thanks for being here. Carver?
Yeah, Carver Black, Financial Manager for us, UWS, leading the Revitalization Fund.
Program, Michael Mose, Program Specialist for NRF.
Paul?
Paul Boberly, Program Manager, Navajo Revitalization Fund.
Tony Dish, Administrator for the State Utah Naval Trust Fund.
Great. Go back here, I guess.
Katrina Happy, from Bush Proctor EMS.
Gerald Bitta, CSC for Peace Principles Chapter.
My name is Rockwell Navajo, Utah Commission Director.
My name is Stephanie Holly with the Navajo Utah Commission Administrative Service Officer.
Ben Christensen, State Division of Finance.
Corey Benally, I'm the Chapter Housing Committee Chair. Tara Benally, Mixed and Water Chapter.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. Then we go online. Chris, you're up on the screen, so we'll start with you.
Hey, Chris Piper. I know most of you, legal counsel to the Revitalization Funds, and I'm excited that Robert Steed gets to step in and give excellent representation to the trust fund.
Then John Nikai, are you on? Just listening in. All right, and then also I have a Karma on the screen.
Oh, yeah, it's a community housing committee.
Great. Thanks for being here with us. And then Rose, do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. I'm Rose from the Utah Trust Fund Office.
Great. Thank you. Did I miss anyone online, Paul? Is that it? Okay, wow.
Other than John.
It's great to have so many people in person today. This is cool. All right, well, we will move on to agenda item number two, approval of the minutes from June 11th, 2024. Those minutes are in your packet. Were there any questions or corrections that any board members saw from those minutes? So we'll look at those, and then whenever anyone is ready, I will entertain a motion on this. We have a motion to approve. Can we hear a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you, commissioners.
Yeah, second.
Okay. All right. Any discussion to that motion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. Appears to be unanimous in favor. Thank you. All right. Moving on to item number three, the fund report. I assume, Carver, is that going to be you who's going to take us through
Sure.
that one?
Yeah, I mean, they're all listed there. I can read them out if you want. The NF chapter has just over $200,000 that can be used today. Dinahotso, $67,000. Mexican Water, $246,000. Navajo Mountain, $306,000. Ojedo, $950,000. Red Mesa, $53,815. Tiznas Pass, $169,000. And then today's the meeting where you can allocate the severance taxes that were earned in fiscal year 24, which was $642,317. Paul will go over that in just a minute. And I'd recommend that you allocate all of that interest that's listed too, because that's all FY 24 interest and amounting to $368,766. So between those two, you have just about $1 million to allocate.
Great. Any questions on the balances?
All right.
Well, if not, then Paul, sounds like that's a great segue to you to talk about the allocations.
All right. The new allocations, we have, just so you know, we have a handful of non-chapter projects today. I think it's totaling around 140,000.
145, I mean.
Thank you. 145,000 in non-chapter, which there's nothing in the non-chapter account currently. So to approve those projects, or the possibility to approve those projects, we will need to allocate something to that.
Okay.
If you want, I have my usual scenarios. We want to tackle the allocation and the interest at the same time, or do it separately?
I will leave it up to the discretion of the board on how they want to handle that. It may make sense, based on Carver's recommendation, to just handle them together unless there is a preference otherwise from the board. But if you've got your spreadsheet, Paul, maybe we could just pull that up, and so we can kind of take a look at what we have historically done with those allocations, and then see what the will of the board is as far as moving those together. And then just as a reminder, it was mentioned there's zero in the non-chapter right now. And so if we do want to fund any of those non-chapter projects, we'd have to allocate some to that that line. Is there any way to make that full screen?
That's good. It's my computer.
It's already full screen.
I wonder if you have your toolbar on yours.
Also, it's big as I can.
Oh, there we go. That's a little bit better.
A little bit better?
We'll just make it,
okay, make just, it more big. Okay.
Bigger. Yeah. More bigger.
More bigger. Is that better?
Perfect.
You can see that? Okay. All right, so that is just the allocation amounts, and this will be purely per the formula in that population formula that we used and historically used. To add the interest in, if we want to do that, we have different options. We could do that through the formula. We could do that just equally across all chapters.
And Paul, can you just explain a little bit about what the formula is you're referring to for those?
Let's see, here it is right here. So there's a base amount of 28,500 per chapter, and then you add on to the percentage of the population times the remaining balance of that. And that's
so essentially that's just designating each chapter gets an amount based on populations, essentially how that works, right?
Okay. Need to do some work. I gotta update the interest. I don't think I have the correct interest in my.
I can just tell it to you if you want. That's easier.
Oh, here it is. It is 368,766.09.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's better. But if I add in the interest, that's more, it looks like. Okay, so there's our first scenario. If we just put that same interest into the formula and it goes through everything, that's where we're at with each of the chapters. If you can see that, focus on that more. And then, so that'll be the new allocation, and then your final amounts over here. Right, I usually don't like said there's 145 in non-chapter, right?
Yeah, if you include that 5,000 for San Juan County amongst yeah. Creek computers.
Okay. So there we go. So that's what's request. Oh, that's out. Sorry. Okay. This those are great. 06. So it's the block. 53,000. Okay. Yep. So here, these are what it will be with the first scenario.
Okay, I think.
Is that the new balance?
That's pretty new.
Yep. So with the new balance.
Yeah, this is the new balance. Nothing in non-chapter at this point.
Okay.
So this right here will be the total, with including the current balances. This over here on this column is the just the new allocation with the interest, generally per the formula.
Do you know, is there a way that we've allocated funding to non-chapter in the past as far as, because obviously that's not part of the formula.
Yeah.
Is it just been kind of dependent on what the situation was? And
it could be interest. It could be a specific chapter that upstairs could be generally, you just take all from all the chapters and just get it and be there. It's just kind of however the board wants to do it.
Yes. Is there a way to compute to allocate 145,000 to net non-chapter and see what the other chapters would be getting?
Yeah, you want a suggestion. Do you want to do it through from the interest? Do you want to do it just
from
generally?
Okay.
From interest? Put that there. Reduce that by... Okay, theory, I think that's right. So that's what that would look like. There's the overall balances, what they look like, including current funding. Here's the new.
Okay. Any thoughts from board members?
On the proposed allocations, the allocations are currently by population, this scenario, right? We're following the formula.
The formula, yeah. There's that base plus the population.
Okay.
Minus the amount that was taken out of interest for the non-chapter.
Okay.
So, did the board any discussion, or would be happy to accept a motion whenever we feel like we're comfortable?
Chair, I think... scenario A would be very sufficient because in the past I kind of know what kind of projects are being proposed at the chapter level. I think the money is a concern, that's the funding concern. And the 145,000 is like 100,000 for, I believe it was the roadstead, and 40,000 was for another cost, 50,000 for the computers for the kids. And I think that'd be sufficient for me, because I kind of know the communities.
Great. All right. Is that a motion?
Yes, it is.
All right. Because we have a motion on the table for scenario A. Is there a discussion to the motion? Or actually, do I hear a second? Sorry.
I'll second it.
You have a second? All right. Is there any discussion to that motion?
Question, Chair.
Yeah.
In regards to the non-chapter funds that will be allocated, is that going to be competitive, or is that for a chapters. How, remind me how that works.
So, and Paul, maybe you want to explain a little bit about the non-chapter applications and how that funding is acquired. You want to just maybe give an overview of that?
Yeah, so for any project that's not through the chapters, it goes in the non-chapter. Much of them go from the counties and then from Navajo Utah Commission. Those are usually where they come from. And then since they have to have separate funding allocated to that non-chapter account to be able to fund it, then this is usually the meeting that happens in with the new allocation. It doesn't have to. It can happen actually at any meeting. You could transfer, but this is the simplest one because we're already moving funds around. As far as competitive, it's only as competitive in as much as the board funds that non-chapter account. Because if there's sufficient funds and the board wants to fund all the projects, then it can go forward however the board wants.
Okay.
I don't know if I explained that.
Yeah. Right. Tony, do you have?
I call the chair. In the previous boards of the NRF, what they would do is actually entertain the non-chapters proposals first and see which ones that they thought should be funded, and then basically garner the amount for that and then put that into the forma and then do this forma second. I don't know if you want to do it the same way, but that's the way they used to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, we do have a motion and a second on the table. Is there any other discussion or questions to that?
Chair, question.
Yep.
I'm curious for each of the chapters, their allocations, their projects, or like mentioned, their water, power, maybe senior citizens, right?
Right.
Is there one for each of the chapters for roads? Do we still do roads?
Yeah. It's not broken up in specific categories, though.
No, but that's an eligible expense.
But it is an eligible
project, totally. Yeah.
Because I'm bringing this up with the Red Mesa chapter in mind. The road between Montezuma Creek and the chapter, there's issues with Navajo Nation not doing maintenance for probably, how many miles is it? Between Phillips Camp and Montezuma Creek.
I think it's about 23
miles. Yeah.
And county can do in kind. It's just paying for the materials. I don't know, the stuff you pack into the holes. And I think it would be valuable. And so in my mind, if the county can do the labor and the equipment, we just need money for the materials to address that need for Red Mesa. I know that the community really wants that road resolved because it's getting really dangerous. So I just think if the chapters have potential to spend for road materials, maybe the county can come in with the labor and the equipment for any kind. So if that's the potential with what we're proposing, then ultimately that's what would be helpful, is having that wiggle room so that we can address that road for Red Mesa. The county can come in and do that in kind of that. So that's just my question. If it works, then I'm for it.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that is an eligible expense. Correct me if I'm wrong, Paul. But yeah. Okay. Great.
I just have a comment. I serve in many, many boards, and I just want to, this is my favorite one, because this is a place where we can do things to help area, and what we need to encourage the chapters to send us projects. We are very good at approving them, and so I, anything that we approve, I get excited about. I get excited about those computers because I knew, and they have been waiting, and I'm excited this is happening. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing for the Mercy Network area, where they depend on those computers for, you know, the children they can do at the school, but the adults and the elderly. And for any other thing, any project that we approve, I get so excited. And it's a good thing. And so it's a good thing. And I want to thank, and I don't know who we thank, but somehow when the money's coming and the way this program is set up, we have a very continuous board where we are so happy to approve group projects. And so I feel like it's a privilege for me to get it and see good things happening. And so the members of the chapter, if you have projects, back to your chapters and send it to us and we'll approve them. And there's one thing about money. If you let go for good things, more will come back. So sometimes I have to just tie to the money and it didn't go very far. But thank you.
Thank you for your comments. All right. Back to the underlying motion on this allocation. There's no more comments or questions on this allocation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That is unanimous. Approved as allocated here on the spreadsheet. All right. Well, thank you. We will move on then to doing good things, like the commissioner said. Item number four, board business. Okay. We're going to start off with a couple of policy issues. We've had a couple of these policy discussions over the past couple of meetings, and hopefully everyone's had a chance to kind of think through this. Paul, I'm going to turn it back over to you, maybe to just describe them as we go through these. But this first one is regarding, as you may remember, there's this max of $85,000 we have for housing projects, and we'd like to become more in line with what UNTF is doing, so that the two boards have similar policies and a little bit more streamlined and less confusing. So, Paul, if you want to just maybe describe that, and then we can take a vote on it.
Yeah, so we currently have a policy in place that there is a maximum amount that can be put towards any home of $85,000. And we've had a couple of discussions about this, just a refresher.
Oh.
I think we have something to vote to.
Okay. Because we just lost our record. So we've had some discussions on this, and the trust fund uses a square foot, per square foot construction cost on it, and then also a maximum size that can change with the change of housing, you know, construction costs and all that year to year. Whereas ours is fixed at 85 and has been for years. It's been in place, but it's been for a while. So we outlined a handful of options that I put in the packet. Oh, it's not sharing. Share this, sorry. There. We could either leave it as it is, which essentially, you know, it's 85,000. That limits it. At current construction costs, we're thinking about a 700 square foot house. We could adopt the square footage that UNTF uses. We could do that with a maximum square footage like their actual policy has. We could just change that maximum amount and just increase that some level, and maybe want to revise that year to year, however the board wants to do. Or we could just eliminate that altogether. Those are the options that we kind of saw. I don't know if there's other options on the board. Wants to entertain, but
okay. All right. Any questions from the board on this policy? It's just to catch you up. We're talking about the max $85,000 per house. We've discussed this in past meetings as well. Just the idea of perhaps coming more into line with what UNTF does for their standard with a square foot cost. And so these are our options.
So if we did we go with an allocated trust fund and we do 110 square foot. So what is the amount, what the amount comes to total amount?
Depends on the size of the house.
Yeah.
Depends on the size of the house. Okay, so 85,000. Well, if we calculate 700 or 800 square feet of the cost of the Navajo Trust Fund, which one is higher?
How many square feet?
The same as the line one. Line one is 772 square feet for $85,000.
That's the 85,000. That's where the 85,000. That's how big a house 85,000 would get
okay.
Right now at the current construction. So
now if we use that formula from the Navajo Trust Fund of 110 per square feet, using the same square feet as the number one, how much a house would cost? Would it still be 85,000?
Yeah, so that 772 is based off 110 per square foot.
Okay. So the point would be 130.
Well, sorry, that's what I was wanting to clarify is this. We didn't actually know the maximum square footage. When we just did our example, we just put something down just as an example, but we wanted to adopt something in line with UNTF's. And theirs is a 28 by 44
is the maximum size that we do. That's 1,232 square feet. So that would be 135,520 would be the max. That's combining both trust fund and NRF together.
Okay.
But just NRF's portion would be limited to no more than 85,000. So the rest would have to come from the trust fund.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in order to reach that, in order to build still a 28 by 44 house.
So what is the best deal? And what is the best option? I mean, you guys are the builders. And the people that are benefiting, is the best?
The way we handle it is we ask the chapter to, they're the ones that approve who's going to get help. You know, the applicant. Mm-hmm. And then also what size that they're approving to that. But it can't be more than 28 by 44. They can do less than that.
Mm-hmm.
They can approve 28 by 36 to somebody or 28 by 40. Whatever the size is, we multiply that amount by 110 per square feet. That gives us the cost for that project.
Thank you.
Other questions on those policy, right, Commissioner?
Jay, more of a comment in regard to going with the square footage idea. And this is speaking from experience from the trust funds side of things. Chapters would normally submit proposals with specific dollars amount for their housing projects. And what we've come to find is the price of materials fluctuate. It goes up, well, mainly up lately. And so, you know, you have a bid that's only good for X amount of time, and then the cost is a little more higher. What this does is it leaves that leg room where it allows, instead of putting a specific dollar amount to it, you're actually approaching it by square feet. So that seems to help with the fluctuation of materials, irregardless of whether it comes up or down. You always have a ceiling to work in. And so chapters don't have to get a proposal submitted and then the price increases, and then you go back to the chapter to ask for a current number because the original quote was lower. And so you're going back and forth until you actually get the price accurate. So going with square footage, it leaves that leg room. So regardless of the price change, got that covered. So I think, based from experience, the square footage helps Because you're paying per square foot, not a specific dollar amount that can change. And it's quicker for chapters because no amendments necessary, and you've got that ceiling should the price change later on down the road. You just have a proposal. You've got the materials listing. When the final approval happens, you make the purchase and you're done with the project. And it eliminates the amount of time you have to wait for a proposal to complete its process too, because it's helpful this way. So in my mind, in my experience, this square footage approach that UNTF converted to is going to be best practice. More efficient too, it's a lot quicker. That's my opinion.
So I make ultra head.
I do concur with Commissioner Harvey. I think Tony's office, they keep a track of how much footage they can cover, and if it needs to be modified, either they have to ask the chapter to allocate more money. So, no, I think that'd be great. Let's go with the square footage.
Right.
So should we make a motion?
Yeah. I'll wait for a motion.
Make sure that we go with the formula that we're holding. That's fine, you see.
Okay. And so there are kind of two options up there with that. Standard one has the maximum square footage as well. Is there one you prefer?
So we know that it's not including the 137, just that number. But anything that's more complete, say like number three is a little bit more complete than the number two, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think number three just has a maximum square footage.
Yeah, so maybe so, go with number three, minus that this formula pay 137.
Okay. Okay.
That works.
So there's a motion on the table to change to the UNTF standard, but also include the maximum square footage that will be,
which is
the same as their standard. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So we have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
I'll be second.
All right. Kenny with the second. All right. Any discussion to the motion?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. That's unanimous. All right, on to 4B. This is also another policy change, and it is also, I think, intended to streamline things and make it a little bit easier, especially on the chapters with the resolutions. So, Paul, will you kind of walk us through that one as well?
Yeah. So this is another one to make things easier. So currently, we actually require, Commissioner Hardy was saying, the amounts, we require those amounts on the chapter resolution and on the application, and those have to align, and I hold to that currently. From working with Tony and UTF, they no longer require it on the chapter resolution specifically, because it's a much more lengthy process to change that and to go back and redo those, and whereas they can change the application is fairly easy to change. It's just a quick administrative item where the intent is to still fund the project. So we wanted to eliminate the requirement that they have to include that amount on the chapter resolution, but still required on the application.
All right. Good explanation. Any questions or discussion from the board on this proposal? Go ahead, Tony.
We attach a scope of work that the chapter has to fill out. A scope of work is where they spell out the amounts and the distribution of how much they're going to get from NRF and how much from the trust fund. That's fairly easy to change. Chapter officials and chapter staff would be able to change that without having to go back through the whole chapter meeting and chapter resolution process.
So I have a question. So it's a matter making the process easy. For instance, sometimes they don't have a quorum in the chapter, and then you have to wait for the next chapter meeting, yeah. And then if it's a change, we have to wait. So I think it probably would speed up and sound like a good idea. So I don't So that he has any questions.
Any other questions or discussions? If not, open to a motion.
No discussion.
I'll make a motion. Right.
We have a motion to approve this policy change on 4B. Do I hear a second on the motion? We have a second. All right. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Yeah, it is unanimous. All right. And then finally, 4C, one other policy discussion. This one on prioritization process of projects. And again, this is looks like primarily giving the power to the chapters in the prioritization. But again, Paul, if you want to just do a better job of describing than I just did in my one sentence.
This is something that I was asked to move forward, just to clarify what we already are doing. And that's that the chapters prioritize their own projects. They pull from the funds that we have pre-allocated. We just did the allocation. And then I put them in the agenda in the order they were received, which if the board wants to change that, that's totally cool too. I mean, we can do anything we all want, but that's how I try to do it now. I just get them and I put them on my list and I just move them over and on the agenda as long as they're complete applications. And then also just what I'm suggesting I put in the agenda is that we have in the statute currently, there are some notes about how, what we prioritize as a board. It says, you know, give a preference to these certain items, which the board currently does. So it's all just kind of more just writing down what we're currently doing so that it's formalized.
Okay. All right. Does that make sense? Are there any questions or discussion on that?
This is just a matter of housekeeping, basically.
Yes. Just adopting current practice as a formal policy. All right. We have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All right. Any discussion to the motion?
No.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. And that gets us through our policy discussion. Thanks so much to our staff for putting those together.
It'll make it easier for them.
Yeah. It'll make it easier for all of us. So thank you. All right. Well, with that, we'll move on to agenda item number 5, our project applications. Here again, Paul, if you want to walk us through these and we've got quite a number of them today, so that's fantastic.
Yeah. So I have to apologize. I'm just noticing that 5A is the same as 5L, and I meant to have it under 5L because it makes more sense after we talk about the 5K. So I'm sorry. I think
5A and wait till 5L.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I mean they're duplicates, so.
Okay. We'll start with 5B then.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, this one we're happy to have in front of us. I am happy. We've been discussing this for a while. I'm sure Stubbs has. It is $5,000 to install 4 new desktop computers in the Montezuma Creek Library that will help serve all the patrons of that area. And we have some specs and things, but it's. I think we've had a few conversations and some meetings about this. So, enough. The commissioner has been pushing this forward for a while.
Anything else you want to add on that?
Well, I want to know anybody here from our senior clinic. Anybody from the Senate Commission? No, I just feel very emotional because that county, the whole county library system, we come in, so we have a lot of time. Monticello, Blanding, Lock in Montezuma Creek area. Every computer is 12-plus year old. And in the beginning of the year, we're trying to how do we replace all those computers? And there's so many that are not working. So I was just contemplating the different things we can do to replace those computers. Even when looking for used computers, and I was told that because of changes from Microsoft, support things, that some of those computers won't be good anymore. So, and then I thought about here, I thought well, at least Montezuma Creek can have 4 new computers. And so I those are two. I feel like crying. I feel like I've been waiting for a baby for a long time. And so, anyway, so I talked to the librarian yesterday. We had a whole library meeting, and she was saying that people have been so patient waiting, and so, and they're just waiting to help. So they'll be very happy, and I'm sure Harvey can go visit them and get a picture taken.
Wonderful. Thank you for your work on this.
All have been so good working with us, and Commissioner has been so good at jumping the hoops, and our administrator, Matt McDonald, have been really good. He's good with grants and different things and trying to help us to put it together. So thank you.
All right. Any other questions or discussions? If not, I'll accept a motion. All right, we have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second? And a second. All right, and this is from non-chapter funding, right?
Yes. Yes, okay. It is.
All right, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thanks so much for everyone's work on that one. Let's move on to 5C. It's good. New home for Gordon Warren and the Loretta King.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a request for $20,540 for a new 1,232 square foot, three bedroom, two bath home for Gordon Warren and Loretta King. And UNTF is matching on this $109,360. Oh. Early application.
We need a bill that we can ring for each home to get, it'll get built in the reservation. Yeah. You know? Yeah, just to get that.
So then,
it's nice to think that we can team up with a trust fund to facilitate this home, make the money go a little farther.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I assume that's the full cost is from those two sources?
I believe so.
Okay. All right, any questions or discussions on this Navajo Mountain project?
No.
I will entertain a motion.
Motion.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second? All right. Give me a second. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Unanimous. 5D, moving on to Anna.
Chair.
Yeah.
Was Mr. Kennedy that approved that second?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Our motion. Second.
Okay. 5D. Okay, this is... request for $17,026.59 for purchasing materials for self-help home repairs and renovations for the home of Hamilton Clark. Those include roof replacement, walls, exterior, interior, windows, doors, flooring, and cabinets for the kitchen and bathroom. UNTF is also matching on this one, $17,600.
Okay. Are there any questions for... Yeah,
go ahead. No questions.
Yeah, just want to.
Okay.
Motion.
Talking.
Go ahead. We have the motion on the table. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Right. I just want to make a comment. I like this project because we have lots of people in the reservation with the ability to do the work. And I think this is a nice project where you can just provide the material and they, you know, they can make the money go farther that way if they can work, helping people that are willing to do their work.
Great. Yeah, thank you. All right, moving on to 5E. Another new home. Mm-hmm. Can I go ahead? Yeah. I think you can still
introduce it. Okay. This is from Anth chapter. The request is for $29,450 for the construction of a 700 square foot, one bed, one bath home for Herbert and Elsie. Sorry, Keem's family. And this is done through Design Build Utah at Bluff.
Okay.
And UNTF is matching $25,000 on this.
Right.
So does the company that build the homes and they sit in the place? Or?
Yeah, so Paul, the question was about design, build, Utah.
Is that a prefab kind of program?
Oh, or? No. So they're a program out of the University of Utah.
Oh, okay.
And they, every year, they take, have students come together and they design a home. And they have a construction crew from the students that come, and there's a coordinator down. They live down here, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Who comes? So they coordinate the whole thing down here, and they come down for the semester, well, the summer and the fall, and then they build it. And,
cool.
And, really cool program.
This yeah. is nice.
I think we toured one of the yeah. homes last night, or when we were down here with Bart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions on this one? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Are we on a motion? Now we have a second. Okay, thank you. All right, any discussion of the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, moving on to, there's a couple of projects here for Mexican Water. In fact, we could probably do both of these. We want to batch a couple.
Yeah. And sorry, I didn't put them all together, but again, I did the order. Yeah, it works. Okay, so here's two projects, two power line extensions for Mexican Water. One was for $9,705.22 for Valerie Lee, and UNTF is matching the same amount. And then the other one is for $10,579.42 for Roman Scow, and then UNTF is matching $17,579.42 on that.
Okay. Any questions on either of those two power line extension projects?
I'll go ahead.
We got a motion for both of them. Is there a second? Yes, sir. A second. All right. Any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right.
Was that Jay Davis?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Moving on to 5H, then we've got a couple from Anna's chapter. Looks like if we do the two from Anna, and then we'll have a few from Navajo Utah Commission as well, so we can maybe dispatch those
okay.
in groups as well.
All right, next two, like you said, from Anna, new homes. Actually, they both fall into the same situation that happened. So the first one, these actually have already been allocated from our side. So they were passed, oh shoot, it was back in, I didn't write that down in my notes.
3 years ago.
3 years ago?
5 years. It's 2022 or 2022.
2022.
Yeah,
about, somewhere in there.
It's fiscal year 23.
And this board already approved $85,451 for the house of Edda and Frank Chief. And because UNTF didn't have funding in that project, we needed to proceed with a direct contract with Anna Chapter, and we put that contract in place, but then that was for home renovations. And then what happened is the contractor went out and looked at the project and found that it was cost ineffective to try to remodel the home. Instead, they were talking about bulldozing and rebuilding a new home. Instead. And so this is a scope of work change. And then we're also proposing that we cancel that contract. We remain, the funds remain, it's still the grants in place, but just so we can have the facilitation through UNTF that is much more efficient and easier to work from just logistics for the chapter. So that same situation happened with both this one for Edda and Frank Chief, and then for the next item 5I. For Genevieve Chi, the amounts are a little bit different, but again, we're not approving the amounts. It's a change of scope of work and the cancellation of that contract as well.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, any questions then on those scope of work changes? If not, I entertain a motion.
A motion.
All right, we have a motion to approve 5H and 5I from scope of work change. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All right. Any discussion to those motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, and then we will move on to starting in 5J, we have a few Navajo Utah Commission projects.
Okay. All right. 5J. The request is for $100,000 for the construction of a new 3,000 square foot facility, which is going to include the postal service as well as, I think, a separate tenant. And that's down for the Montezuma Creek Post Office. Let's see. This allocation of funds would also be used to match other funds, hopefully, from the Navajo Nation or other sources, because there's a significant balance that will need to be acquired before that project can be built. But that's where that stands. We also will need a contract signatory for that on behalf of our UC. Okay.
You know, is the U.S. Postal Service putting any coming into this, or is this coming entirely from that?
That might be a question for.
Oh, go ahead, John.
It's the Postal Service is basically requesting just the shell of the building to be installed, so that's what this is going to pay for.
Okay.
And they will bring in their own mailboxes, their own desk, their own computer, their own everything except the bathroom part. The bathroom part will be part of this project.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So, and then, Paul, sorry, one other question while we're on this one. When you talk about needing a contract signature for the contract, is that something we need to have before we approve this? Or?
Well, so what we're going to have to set up a contract with these, similar to what we did with the housing project that we approved a couple times ago, where Tony and UNGF were the signatories on that.
Oh, okay.
Because the Navajo Utah Commission can't sign contracts directly, or we were working through that.
Okay. So do we need to identify someone as part of this, or is that something we can take care of after?
I think it would be best if we did it now, because last time we had to do a separate motion and do all that to approve that. So it'd be nice if we did it all at once.
Okay.
This time.
Do we know if there's a willing contract signatory in the room? He's not paying attention.
UOTF did say that they could be here.
Tony, is that still the case?
I'm sorry.
The signatory.
It's okay. Sorry to bother you with that.
Oh, yeah. We did. We
are you comfortable with
we're the signatory for the previous grant that the trust on the internet did for the architectural work, and we work with DFCM on it and an architect out of American Tech.
Just take a turn.
We were the signatory on that, so should be no problem for that also.
Okay. Perfect, thank you.
The only problem we've had is we've had a lot of contractual requirements, disagreements. I had a lot of disagreements with the contract people with the Interact program. And so we had to go back and forth on the agreement, on the last one, back and forth. But we've ironed out most of them, and it should hopefully set the template for the future signatory arrangements.
Okay, great. Any other questions on it?
I just want to make a comment. There's one point where Congressman John Curtis was visiting the area, and that was the time when they were talking about crossing the post office in Montezuma Creek, and we did appeal to him, and he's, I think it kept going for a while, and I think it's something they need that very much, and corporate, I am in a group of women that advice. I hope we keep doing that. I think he does become a senator, and I think he, it has been my experience that he has been to our area, to the reservation, almost 20 times in his life. He is very available to us as San Juan County. So I think it probably be an area where maybe we can. This time I meet with them, like I said, this is the new we have, and sometimes, we can get grants. I don't know what we can do to help, but I think that's another new that we already establish a link with him where he was listed this one time. So.
Great. Well, I appreciate those comments. Let's go ahead then, and unless there are any other comments on that one, we can just keep going with these Navajo Utah Commission projects. And then you can take those in the batch. So yeah, Paul, do you want to go into 5K?
Let's see, 5K, Navajo Utah Commission again, Montezuma Creek Market Analysis Project. So this is $40,000 requested for a market analysis of a proposed shopping center area in Montezuma Creek to serve those surrounding areas. It'll also include an on-site assessment of developable land for economic development sites. This also includes the next item down, which you want me to just kind of flow into that as well? That's part of this project. Also, as part of this, requesting a repurposing as change of scope of work for grant number 708, which has a balance of, has the amount of $14,608 in that. And I've been taking those funds, which were used for a market and economic feasibility study, but just never progressed, or we didn't pay anything for that yet. But to repurpose that for this project, this market analysis project. And there's matching $80,000 in matching funds from the USDA Rural Development. And same thing, we'll need a signatory on this, I believe.
Okay. And is UNTF willing to do the signatory on that one as well? Great. Want to make sure, thanks. All right, great. Any questions on this market analysis project over here? All right, well, let's go ahead and move on to the renewal of grant 795.
Oh, okay, yes. That, it was about a year ago in September, the board approved a grant, $100,000 for an environmental impact statement funding for a road between Navajo Mountain and El Jato. And so that was money that they were hoping to use to leverage for state funds. And this last year they were unfortunately unable to secure those this last session, but they asked that we renew this for 2 years. And as they continue to look for both state and maybe other federal funding and things to get that project off the ground.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, any questions on or comments on that one before we... All right, in that case, we've gotten through the Navajo Utah Commission applications. I would entertain a motion.
Well,
okay. I have a motion, Mr. Harvey, and maybe a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Sylvia? All right, any discussion to the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, important part of that motion was the signatory to the UNTF for those projects.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure I understood your motion correctly.
Thank you.
All right, and that brings us to our last project, and it's scope of work change from Grant 760.
Sorry about that. All right. Oh, yes. Okay. And it's requested scope work change to Grant 760. This was quite a number of years ago. The board approved $55,000 to construct a home for a public safety officer in a subdivision that was going in there. There's things still in motion on that front, as I understand it, but they're requesting to change those funds to renovate an existing double wide mobile home that was used as an office space for the temporary assistance for needy families program. So that's this change of scope work is from constructing a new home to renovating this mobile home. And UNTF does have funds allocated for this project as well.
Yeah, we have the same amount, $55,000, and we have also entertained and approved a scope of work change. It's originally was across the street. The plan was to build a new stick-built house, and that wasn't quite working out because of the land status. And so the chapter decided to move their project still for police housing, across the street on an existing double wide that they had to renovate that for police housing so that it can be a police presence in the community.
Great idea. All right, any questions or discussion on this project? All right, we have a motion on the table. We hear a second.
Second.
All right, any discussion to the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. And that one also passes unanimously. That takes us to agenda item number 6, board member issues. Looks like there is a proposed meeting date for Friday, November 22nd. That would be at 11 a.m. in person with UNTF in Mexican water. Does that work for all of our board members? Okay. All right. Well,
So that was originally put in place because we were trying to align with UNTF's schedule. And that's what we had previously, but
our next board meeting and also the net advisory is scheduled for December, Friday the 13th.
That'll work better for me anyway. So
December 16th.
13th, Friday the 13th. So
yeah, that's
we're not flying for that one. You had rather fly in the drone. Well, that's true. All right, does that work if, for our board members if we do that December 13th instead then to align with UTF?
I needed to discuss this, that date with the board and the Denet Advisor Committee.
Okay.
We're thinking of changing that possibly to either the 14th or the following Saturday and make it our annual retreat, possibly in November.
Okay. So for now, let's take a pin at that one until we have further direction on that. But we will get back to you as soon as we can on our next meeting day. How about that? All right. Well, with that, that brings us to the end of our agenda. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming. This has been a very productive meeting, and I'll accept the final motion. We have a motion to... All right, in a second. All right. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we are adjourned. Hey, thanks so much, everybody. Hold on.
Yeah, we may actually just...
Thanks, everyone.